Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
It's a big holiday weekend.
For Passover, we have to clean out the kitchen, kosherize it.
Easter weekend, and also the following weekend is Ukrainian Easter.
What to eat for Passover and Easter.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 358 Montgomery Avenue at Savati Gourmet with owner Josh Small. And Josh, Savati is a Hebrew word, right?
Yes, it means I was satisfied.
And we're here because this is a kosher place. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, we're a kosher takeout facility, takeout and catering. We do mostly takeout for Sabbath meals, and it's a central location in the Orthodox Jewish community here in Valakinwood.
So I presume this is a very busy time for you now with Passover.
Yes, for Passover, we have to clean out the kitchen, scour it really, then kosherize it. A rabbi comes in and takes care of that for me, and we get all new pots and pans and utensils, or we have to put it through the fire koshering process.
Like the ultimate spring cleaning.
Definitely.
Okay, so tell us, what's the difference between kosher for Passover and kosher for the rest of the year?
Well, for Passover, the main difference is that we can't use any leavened bread products. So everything, basically anything made out of wheat or similar grains, unless it's made into matzah. And then once it's made into matzah, they can be ground up into other things like matzah balls and other Jewish specialties.
So what are some of the delicacies that you can eat during Passover?
Well, I never viewed Passover as a restrictive time. My mother always made that was always the best food of the year. All kinds of meats and potatoes and vegetables and, you know, almost everything else under the sun.
And those are things that you can eat because there's no bread in that anyway.
Right, except that there is a custom amongst Eastern European Jewry, people from that come from Eastern Europe, not to eat legumes and other starches that are popularly used in food. So potatoes is the most popular starch product used.
So you can have potatoes. What about rice? I know that's controversial.
Yeah, we don't need rice either.
No rice, no grains?
Yeah, except for things that are not really considered grains, like quinoa. That's very popular now. And flax seed and other things.
Oh, you can use it. So what are some of the dishes using those items that you're making?
Like, we make all kinds of desserts made out of sometimes potato starch, but also healthier versions of, like, almond meal and almond butter. All kinds of nut products are very popular, and nut oils.
Give us some suggestions for, like, a savory lunch or a hearty dinner that we can eat during Passover.
Well, I make beef bourguignon and creamy mashed potatoes, and we make all kinds of crepes, savory and sweet. Those are really popular.
So basically, you're just kind of maybe altering some of the recipes, but you're just not eating bread.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, when I go on a low-carb diet, this is basically what I eat.
What's it like to get ready in the shop for Passover?
Well, we have to remove all of our food products that we use during the year and all the utensils, all the supplies. Basically, it's a whole different kitchen.
And I see that you don't have seating here. Do you usually have seating in the restaurant?
We did when we first opened, but then COVID hit. So we just replaced the tables and chairs with shelving again, in workspaces.
So people that are cooking, maybe they're new to Passover, maybe it's a young couple, maybe it's somebody that has moved out of their parents' house and they want to, you know, do it themselves. Do you have any recipes to share with them or ideas?
Well, Passover crepes are an easy one to make. It's basically eggs with starch and a little salt. You just grease the frying pan, pour a little egg in, pour off the surplus, and then once it's sort of solid, take it off, let it cool, and it's a simple Passover-friendly wrap and carb-friendly wrap to fill with all kinds of savory goodies like mashed potatoes mixed with brisket or pulled beef or vegetable spinach mushroom with shallots and, you know, all kinds of, you can basically make anything with it, and it's one of our most popular products.
What's your favorite quick to go item that you like to make for yourself during Passover?
Well, I grew up on matzo sandwiches. So tuna matzo, salami and matzo pizza, cheese sandwiches. Those are personally my favorite, but I can't really sell those.
And your biggest, aside from the crepes, what's a big seller?
Well, pulled beef is always one of my favorite, most popular.
Just by itself.
Pulled beef, yeah, or during the year I make pulled beef pizzas. Haven't made pulled beef matzo pizza yet, but
I guess we can make that at home if we have your pulled beef.
Right. So, I just sell it by the pound. So people, you know, use it for everything.
Is there anything about Passover that is difficult to you?
Well, the one thing is that we get a little obsessive about having to get rid of every crumb of bread product, which is part of the rules of getting ready for Passover. But it's something we always have to keep in mind. And you go shopping in the stores, you have to, you know, check everything that you're buying. And it's a, you know, arduous process.
Do you have like a ritual of like something that you eat when Passover is over?
Well, I used to go out for pizza. So as soon as the rabbi said it's okay to eat in the store right after Passover.
Do you have any tips to make it easier to prepare, get ready for Passover, or to prepare foods during the holiday?
Well, one of the most popular traditional meats for the holiday is brisket. So brisket's a slow-cooked item in liquid. You know, it's one of the things that are very easy to make ahead of time and slice and freeze. And then you just pop it in the oven before the meal, and it's all taken care of.
And then you were saying there's a rule of kashrut where you can't put liquid on the matzah?
Well, there are different traditions about how restrictive to be with bread products on Passover. So there's a Hasidic custom not to eat any matzah that's touched liquid even after it's been baked. So they eat matzah, but not with anything else. So that custom called gebraks means that bread can't be soaked. So those people don't eat anything that made out of matzah, no matzah balls during Passover. They do make gluten-free matzah balls, which is, it looks like matzah balls, and if you have enough chicken flavor in it, it tastes sort of like a matzah ball.
Is it like a rock?
No, they're actually fluffier than most matzah balls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The miracles of baking powder.
That's the secret ingredient, baking powder.
That's one of them, yeah.
And of course, if people have difficulty doing all that cooking for the week,
you can always buy from Savati Gourmet. Check out savatigourmet.com.
Can they just order online? Do they call the store?
Our pre-Passover order has mostly been turned off, but there are still items available online.
Are you working during Passover?
Try to do as little as possible, but we will be cooking a little for the last days of the holiday.
So people can put their orders in online?
Yes, they can.
And once again, that website is?
SavatiGourmet.com. Two V's.
Spell Savati.
SavvatiGourmet.com.
Joshua Small is the owner of Savati Gourmet here at 358 Montgomery Avenue. Thank you so much and happy Passover.
Thank you. You too.
And another holiday happening this weekend is Easter. I am at the Reading Terminal Market with Annie Allman, General Manager, and there are lots of things to buy for the holiday, right?
Absolutely. All of your Easter shopping, both for your dining, your entertainment, and your Easter baskets can be found here at Reading Terminal.
So what are you offering for people?
So let's start with the main attraction, the big protein. What are you putting on your table? We've got amazing ham and lamb that can be purchased through our butchers. They'll cut it to size and customize it for any celebration or any preparation, and they can also speak to you about how best to prepare it. If you're looking for fresh seasonal produce, OK Produce and Iovines are your go-to spots. And of course, amazing desserts here at Reading Terminal. Everything from Termini Brothers Bakery has some great Easter specials. If you want to try something new, we've got beautiful macarons from Tambion, chocolates from Mueller's. So you name it, we have it here.
I want to talk about the Easter-shaped things, the bunny-shaped things. I'm assuming that Mueller's has that on lock.
Yes, Mueller's Chocolates has all sorts of fun custom molds that they create every Easter. Also great candies from the Head Nut and Sweetest Fudge.
What do you put in an Easter basket?
My family traditional basket is it has to have a chocolate Easter bunny. The husband has to have peanut butter eggs or peanut butter chocolate of some kind, jelly beans. And then I always try to find something like a book or a something fun or a t-shirt. So Pennsylvania General Store is a great place to try for that.
Can we just put it out there that bunnies don't lay eggs?
Well, it's magic. It's Easter.
Magic,
right? It's right.
Some people know, right?
Right.
Do you have good egg, like chocolate eggs to be sold here at the market?
Oh, yes. We have chocolate eggs at PA General Store, at Mueller's, I believe Sweetest Fudge. Probably the Head Nut has some, too. I haven't gone on a complete hunt for them. We also have one other thing I'd like to invite folks to come down for. Leading up to Easter weekend and also on the following weekend is Ukrainian Easter. All of the donations to Filbert, our bronze pig in Central Court for the month of April, are going to World Central Kitchen to help with feeding the immigrants out of the Ukrainian tragedy.
Amazing organization. How did you connect with them? Or did you just decide that this is what you wanted to
do? Yeah, as a team and the merchants have been coming up wanting to do something, we think it's such a great organization. And because so many of our merchant family are chefs and cooks and producers, we just felt that that would be a great cause for us to get involved in. We've also have little Easter eggs that we're hopefully people will write a message of hope for. We're creating a wall of hope here in the market, and that will be sent over to World Central Kitchen along with all the donations, hopefully to make its way to the refugees.
So I have spoken with people that have volunteered in Poland, and they have said, I don't know if you've heard this, that even the smallest donation makes the biggest difference.
Right. No, we've heard the same thing.
Because the prices are different.
Right. The prices are different and all needs could be met, right? We all need to jump in.
Yeah, it's, I mean, much cheaper. Food is cheaper there.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Yes. $5 could go. That's a lot that could be put into those amazing meals that are being prepared.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that Ukrainian Easter was a week after American Easter.
Yes.
Anything else you want to add about what there is to offer here at the market?
Also beautiful. You want your table to look amazing. So we have Contessa's linens. You could pick up flowers from Market Blooms as well to really make that look beautiful. We've got candles at Be Natural. So really you can make a beautiful tablescape along with the yummy food.
Is Easter one of your big weekends at the market?
Yes. The week leading up to Easter is big here, much like the run-up to Thanksgiving, because it's such a great time to put a terrific meal together for gifting, and we're such an authentic local staple that I think year after year it's a tradition for people to come here.
All right. Well, happy Easter if you celebrate.
Happy Easter. Thank you.
Annie Allman is general manager here at Reading Terminal Market. One of their big selling weeks is Easter weekend. Now, where does this fall in the scheme of the year? Like, how big of a weekend is this?
It's hard to say because the last 2 years have been so crazy. It's almost like we're recalibrating everything all over again. It's one of the main weekends, particularly for our butchers. And then just a reminder, we do close for Easter Sunday.
Right. It's one of the few holidays that you're closed for.
Exactly.
Right. So Easter, Christmas.
We're closed for 7 specific holidays.
Got it. Have you noticed, are people starting to come back to the market?
Yes. You know, fingers crossed we don't go backwards. Ever since the mandate for vaccination for indoor dining was lifted, we've seen a tremendous increase in business, not only here, but the convention center has had some really successful shows and meetings, bringing visitors into Philadelphia. And so fingers crossed we continue that forward momentum.
Annie Allman, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.